Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's OMF. On EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, did Jason Tatum get screwed? He misses out on the All-NBA team, even though he actually had 8 more votes than Kyrie Irving. But Kyrie Irving is a guard, and therefore he makes the third team. Jason Tatum got votes as a guard and a forward. He got more votes as a forward, therefore he was categorized as a forward.
Kyrie got it because he's shorter than Tatum.
Exactly.
And he had a 50-40-90 season. Let's not act like Kyrie stinks. It was an all-time NBA season.
Kyrie was great. I think the only argument I would have, Tyler, with against Kyrie, because I agree with you, I think he was tremendous, is that he did miss quite a few games for, like, personal reasons.
He should be not a good rep for the league.
Yeah, he should be docked just for being a dope. Is there a category for that?
Does it hurt more that Kyrie got in?
I think it hurts
Overtaking
people
him,
here.
Like he's the guy, like the vote, as far as the votes go?
I think it hurts people here. You know, you saw people get excited that Kyrie got hurt the other day, right?
Excited, like happy or excited?
How about Big Baby Davis?
Big Baby, yeah. I go to up and Lucky got his ass.
So the question we have is Jason Tatum. Screwed or not screwed? It's a Wednesday feature, new Wednesday feature. Here is George in Saugus. Hello, George.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, George.
I think, personally, I played hockey a lot of years, but I think there's an order to this, and hockey players are they never complain. Then, secondly, football, then basketball, then baseball. And I think people are sick of listening to baseball and basketball players complain because of they're playing in great conditions, whether it's summertime, whether it's indoors. They're not contact. They're not getting hit, not getting broken arms, not getting their teeth knocked out. And they're just sick of hearing them. You never hear anyone complain about hockey players. Football players, maybe, but not hockey players. But baseball and basketball players shouldn't be really complaining too much because of the conditions they play under.
Okay, but wait a minute. The hockey players are a different breed, and they don't make an awful lot of money. So you got to be able to separate that. I'm not sure that has anything to do with what we're talking about today.
A hockey player, great players making six, and now they're making 10. I get it. Throw a couple, like, you know, guys up from, you know, Russia and northern Canada and put $35 million in their pocket. Let's see what kind of divas they become, right? I mean, $6 million is a lot of money.
Right.
35, 40, and all of a sudden now it's like, you know, that's a different world. These guys just, they don't make that kind of cash. You know, the revenue's not there in the NHL. I think that changes people.
There is no question it changes people. John's up in Maine. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. John.
My thing is that the center and the guard impact the game more than the forwards do. First of all, like Joel Embiid is not a better player than Jason Tatum, but he's a big guy. He's a huge guy. He changes the game on the defensive end. And a point guard has the ball in their hands They create for others. They have the assists, and that's part of the difference. Hey, the other piece of this, too, is how many of the guys that are playing longer, i.e. Tatum got knocked out in the last round, made this list as opposed to those that either got knocked out in the first round or didn't even make the
voting,
playoffs.
The voting was done before they started the playoffs, but I think that's a factor in it, and that team that media sure. people look at it and say the Celtics were expected to be a top seed in the East. They ended up being a seventh seed. So by the right. time they finished the regular season, that's when the voting had to be done. But I disagree about your concept about forwards. When healthy, LeBron James is the most dominant player in the league, or maybe Kevin Durant was the most dominant player last night in the game. There's a forward.
Yes, but they're both the freak athletes of any
era. They're forwards. You said forwards.
Two of the greatest players that ever played. I know that. Typically, right. These two guys are just incredible. They could both play point guard. They could both play center. They could both play any position on the floor. Those guys are kind of like, I mean, you're right. I mean, there's nothing you can say that they're that good.
The point is, to me, it's like every forward, like the great ones, are like kind of like point forwards, man. The ball is always in their hands.
Exactly.
It's always in their hands.
The game has changed. We're dealing with old terminology. Ones and twos and threes and fours. It doesn't exist that way.
The point guard dribbles the ball over half court and hands it to Jason Tatum.
Let me give you an example of it. let me give you an example. Luka Doncic, and Tyler, I'll bring you in on this. Uh-oh. He is listed as a guard. He had 402 total points. He makes the first team. I love him. Is he really a guard? He's a point forward. That's what he is. He's a point forward. He's one of the better rebounders on his team, right? What are we talking about? Mm-hmm. He's not what a traditional. He's not Chris Paul. It's not what he is. He's a totally different player. He's a wing player.
Yeah.
Much different player. We have to change the terminology.
Or
the
not
game
have
has
any.
Changed, right?
Or not have Tyler any. In.
Christian just said it right. Jalen Rose once said, "Basketball terminology, the positions were followed so dummies can actually follow the game." It makes a lot of sense. Because these players, the positions are getting really clouded. Like you said, Luka Doncic is not a point guard. He's 6'6", plays traditionally small forward. He guards small forwards, but he's a point forward.
And it depends on what team you are. Because, you know, if you trade away Marcus Smart, maybe Jaylen Brown's your two guard. But if you have Marcus Smart in a starting lineup, now he's a forward. But really, does it matter? Like, he's a player. He's not a center.
I'm with you, Lou. Like, just line it up. The 15 best players in NBA. Start your list right now. If you were going to go your number one player in the NBA, it is who?
Well, based on this, I mean, voting.
This year, it was Jokic. Okay,
right?
Fine.
He was the best player.
Okay, fine. Maybe sometimes you have more guards, or maybe you have more centers. Or maybe it's a forward/hybrid version that is dominating the list. Who cares?
So who is the center right now for the Brooklyn Nets? Blake Griffin. Did anybody ever think he was the center? Anybody look at him as a center?
No. It's kind of like
Ryan
Durant.
Just brought
He's
up
the one that protects the rim.
PJ Tucker was the center last year with Houston. Now
6'5".
Right. And you know, what's his assignment right now? His assignment is to go out on Durant.
The thing with the NBA is it's almost like they have this deal with the national writers of the NBA, and you know, you guys got to include us. We're important to the league, and you know, we in the growth of the league, and you know, we're the ones that really do the work.
Scoop B. Robinson, who's a blue checkmark guy.
Yeah, that guy.
This guy.
I mean, it's just 100 writers, journalists, and reporters globally. Are determining whether or not you get a bump in pay or not. That, to me, is asinine. It's crazy.
I did, by the way, hear Patrick Gilroy was on, I think, with Mutt a couple weeks ago, Lou. And one of the things he wanted the Celtics to do in the offseason, which I know would piss you off, bring back Average Allen.
I knew you were going
to
say
well,
that.
Well, is that the way to get rid of Kemba?
My basketball team.
Is that what they're talking about, right? Getting rid of Kemba, bringing back Al?
Yeah. Welcome him back, Lou.
Of course I'd welcome him back. I never had so much fun in my entire life as when Al Horford was here.
It won't be nearly as fun because he won't be a starter. And he won't be. It's not that big contract. It was really only fun at his height.
It'll still be the contract, and people will still defend him and tell me you don't appreciate the little things he does. There's no question.
I want to get to the developments of the Patriots.
I would tell Lou Maloney to back off. Yeah.
Before we do that, though, are we any closer to getting a coach for the Celtics? Because I'm telling you, these teams are firing coaches left and right. You know why they're doing it? Because they sense there's somebody out there that is better than what they have right now. And if Brad Stevens is going to sit on this thing for the next 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, he's going to lose out in some top candidates.
You think?
Yep, I do.
Okay, like who?
Like maybe Chauncey Billups.
Okay. What is so with all the openings right now? What's the best job? What do you think the best job is?
Oh, I think
so. New Orleans just opened up this morning, right?
It was
this morning, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. That might be the.
That is so hard to answer because you sit there and you could say, well, Portland, you know.
And Boston still are got the Damian same Lillard.
And yeah. Boston, you still got Jason Tatum. Then you take the job and you find out a year from now that Lillard's not happy and wants out.
Yeah.
Now you're in the worst job, right?
Washington's not good. That's not a good job.
Boston's a good gig.
I would say Boston would be right up there at the top.
Yeah.
But they better hurry. You can't wait around because teams are going to make moves right now. You can't sit there and say, well, I want to do a thorough search or whatever. Unfortunately, you have to do this pretty quickly. You can't.
I think are you putting more an emphasis on skills and knowledge or personality?
Skills and ethnicity. And knowledge of, well, did you see the
personality,
the Jaylen Brown tweet today? Trying to find.
Yeah, no, I said ethnicity because I think there's some cryptic messages by Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown
that would lead you to believe that he just wants a certain type of person.
I do. It says analytics. 7 NBA teams are remaining. 4 are led by African American head coaches. So who's the one that got bounced? Who got bounced already? LA? No, who got bounced already?
Well,
you said 7 teams are left. Anyways, 4 led by African American head coaches. That's all Jaylen Brown said. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've already heard. You had the report yesterday, the Bleacher Report, that hiring an African American was a priority for the Boston Celtics and probably somebody with player experience. So again, I still think you have two great candidates, and it's got nothing to do with the color of their skin. But Chauncey Billups, Sam Cassell, maybe Chauncey Billups is number one. I don't care what color he is. You know what I mean? I don't care if he's white. I don't care if he's black. I don't care if it's a woman. I don't care who it is.
Do the players, though.
Just hire the best candidate.
No, okay, I think it seems the players
Brown
do.
Cares. You might not, but do the players. Because I thought that Jaylen Brown tweet was kind of interesting. As the Celtics are out there searching for a coach right now, is he not sending a message out there?
And doesn't that confirm the report from Jake Fisher that is one of their priorities is hiring a black candidate?
Yeah, and I thought that all along.
If you've got a roster that wants that, if your stars want that, then that's what you hire. It's again, we've talked about all these guys that, these stars on this team. They want this player. They want this player. They want their coach. They want this. So, hey, you're trying to keep these guys happy. Now, if you're thinking about trading Jaylen Brown, maybe you don't care about his opinion. But I think you want to keep Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. You want to have them kind of some kind of say in who the next coach is.
John Calipari is apparently interested in coming back to the NBA.
You guys don't think it'll work?
None of these coaches are Italian that are left.
I love John Calipari. I think he really is a hell of a college coach. I really believe that. And obviously he did a great job out here at UMass. But come on. In this
how
day
many
and
years
age,
ago?
That was a long time ago. The league has changed
UMass
dramatically.
Hasn't made good sense.
And unfortunately, what the Celtics do need right now is they do need somebody who has played the game before. And I love these people that sit there and say, what they need is a disciplinarian. It doesn't exist in the NBA. It's extinct. There are no disciplinarians coaching in the NBA. And don't tell me Pop is a disciplinarian. He's a player's coach.
Yeah, those
he
guys
hates
do anything
the media
they want.
Like Christian. He attacks the media on a regular basis. But the players, he loves the players.
Yeah, can you imagine, just like a really dominant, just pushy head coach in the NBA that was really
LeBron would give him the bird and say, sit down in your spot. Get back to your chair over there.
Like the toughest you have to be is making sure they don't bring their family members on the plane.
Right, exactly.
That's the one thing to make sure. Listen, we're not doing that.
But I got my friend and my brother's friend and his friend and my brother
ride. The plane is delayed. Right. Why can't they do there's plenty of room.
The new age coach is just like the one you got down there at Fenway. That guy that's played, that can go through it, that can relate, that's
speaks
got a personality, that players respect, and that you don't want to let down, and because you respect him so much. I mean, that's kind of
that's
what
it.
You're looking for.
Yep.
What's going on?
That's exactly what it is. Alex Cor, he was on with us earlier today. All right, I want to get into the Patriots. It's a big day. Boy, did things turn around in a hurry down in Foxborough. But before we do
another typical cash giveaway.
Yep.
Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
It's bump, B-U-M-P, bump. Use it in a sentence, Christian.
I was just going to say, we need to start forcing people to use it in a sentence.
Go ahead.
Bump.
Bump. I just took a bump.
I got
feel
one.
Great.
Garrett Richards is on the bump tonight.
Okay. Let's see where my mind went.
Baseball.
Give me a chest bump. Boom.
Bump is your code word this hour, 72881. That's where you want to text BUMP to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates always apply, and don't you dare text and drive.
Bump, bump, dump. And another body goes into the gutter after stepping in front of the Bruins machine.
Anybody heard from Jack Edwards? I'm a little bit worried. A little bit concerned.
I feel like
apparently he went on vacation while the Bruins were playing in that last series against the Islanders.
He went on vacation.
So he must have anticipated things were not going to go well.
Do you want to see the afterlife?
And he took off.
That he was so pissed that he just didn't want to talk to us.
Maybe.
Or talk to anyone.
Yeah, he seems like a guy that when the season's over, he really needs to like go to a quiet place and decompress. Like he's just so wound up and he takes it so seriously.
What do you think Jack's like when he's so passionate? When he goes to a quiet place, does he go to like an echo chamber and start screaming? You know, people
I think like I've been on the phone with Jack a couple times and they just sometimes I feel like I'm back in like, you know, ninth grade English class. And like in like my teacher's going, Donnybrook, use it in a sentence. Like, oh, Jesus.
So do you remember yesterday when media people, here you go, Christian.
Yes.
On your rant. Media people down in Foxborough were telling us all, this is a sea change. It's all changing. Mac Jones is now taking over as the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots.
June 15th.
And it was all based on a two-hour practice. Well, those same media members are coming out today basically saying, today, guess who was the best quarterback
on the
field?
Cam's day?
Cam Newton.
Oh, it was Cam's day.
Energetic.
Oh, the tides has turned.
He was dancing. He was energetic.
Oh, lots of energy.
He was terrific. And guess who had trouble today?
Mac and cheese struggled.
Oh,
mac and cheese had trouble?
Had some problems.
Oh, he caught up.
Ooh, maybe the playbook was too intense for
maybe
him.
Maybe they did what they did to Cam.
Oh, they switched around.
You know what? It's time to haze this rookie. We're going to change all the rules and change all the protections.
Michael Giardi, Cam Newton's energy was way up to Michael Giardi. Cam Newton's energy was way up today. Way, a lot of whys. And he led all competitive periods. He made the best throw I've seen from him all spring, hitting James White down the right sideline with Kyle Van Noy in tight coverage.
Yeah, so let's build up Cam Newton, because that same Michael Giardi, he's going to rip Mac Jones by saying, put a lot of balls in the bad bucket today. So there's a bad bucket out there on the field out there in Gillette, huh? He said he struggled during back-to-back team periods, including throwing an interception to little-known D. Virgin. Also seemed to have some issues identifying pass protection so much that he had to have some longer talks with center David Andrews and Josh McDaniels. Ooh, so he's in probation right now. He's suspended. They don't like the way he was acting. Mike Reese, the floater. Cam Newton continued to take top reps, followed by Mac Jones, then Jared Stidham. Not much for Brian Hoyer on the second day, of course.
Once you go to Mac, it would be probably hard to turn back.
He says Cam capped off his spring with two solid sequences in 11-on-11 drills and might have been his best day in six practices media has seen. Wow, 1 out of 6 ain't bad.
And done a good note.
Remember how excited Lou got yesterday because everybody was basically saying, this is it. Put this on your calendar.
June 15th, 2021 is the day that Mac Jones took a legitimate step towards being the Patriots
starter. I'd say this. In the development of a young Mac Jones, young QB, all right? So you've got all these, like, you know, voluntary, involuntary, mandatory, you name it, whatever, okay? The fact that he had what sounds like still an impressive start to his career in just camps, these little OTAs. It's not a bad thing for me that his last day was probably one of his worst, because we're not going to see you for a month. You know, if you kind of come out of this, I don't know the kid. Maybe he feels like, yeah, I showed him enough. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe that this one bad day before, you know, got to wait a month before camp starts, whenever it does. Maybe that's one of these things. It's like, okay, just a reminder that you're not there yet and there's a lot more work to do. I don't think it's a bad thing. He's still your starting quarterback. Trust me.
Mac Jones is still your starting quarterback.
Yep. He's going to start.
No, but yeah, listen, he did get out there really early. I love how I see all the pictures of the lonely Mac Jones getting out there early, laying on the turf, just all by himself, just kind of drinking it all in, you know, because he just wants to get 100% of everything.
That's a mistake.
What's a mistake?
Because
Brady used to show up early, right?
Yeah, but you saw the video. He wasn't throwing anybody.
Wait, why is it a mistake? He just went out there early to sit and stretch.
No, he was just kind of throwing nothing. He was had a football in his hand, and he was making motion.
Since when is going out in the field early like a bad thing? bad look.
It's not a bad thing, but
he's trying to
10 minutes, right, 10 minutes before everybody
we
else.
Get it. We get it.
Listen, I give May for effort. He's trying to show the coaching staff and everybody in the organization, I'm the first one here, and I'll be the last
I
one
like
to
it.
Leave. I like it, but it is a little bit of...
Why do you guys hate Mac Jones?
But, you know, here's the thing. What's the difference between, like, Cam Newton, like, dancing around and, like, look at the energy. Look at the energy.
Well, we all
look
call,
at the energy.
But
look
we
at
call that BS, too, don't
like
we?
His greatest,
we call
if
that
my
out.
Greatest asset as a football player was just energy and dancing ability, I don't think I'd last... I don't think anyone would last long. And so what are you really good at? And once you get up on the board, no. Forget about the chalkboard. Play some music.
Positive.
Play some music? Yeah, play some music. Why? I'll show you. Look, I'm doing the I'm dancing. Look at me. Doing the cabbage patch. Doing the running man.
Sprinkler. Doing the sprinkler.
doing the sprinkler. Right? Oh, you know what? Hey, guys, this guy, have you seen the way he can boogie down?
All right, but listen, I need a quarterback. Can you throw? Put the music back on.
So yesterday, the media, our eyes and ears down there in Foxborough, were telling us that Cam was depressed. His head was down.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, my God, woe is me. And then today, we're reading reports and hearing reports that he was upbeat and just doing all
the energy.
You
know, he was like, you know, I'm seizing the day.
Right.
You know, enough about this being down and out. I'm going to be happy today.
So you said this yesterday. You said this is a bunch of bull. You can't judge anything on one day. Stop it, people. Stop getting carried away by Mac Jones. We have a long way to go. And this was only the third day of a three-day session anyway. They're off until July. But you were right. It means nothing because day two, everybody was ready to anoint Mac Jones as the guy. And day three was sitting there going, okay, Cam's still
the
leader
in
the clubhouse.
Mac Jones is going to urinate down his leg so many times once Cam starts. Like, literally poop down his pants. Like, poop all the way in it. Like, just going to have to sit there and deal with it. That is what happens as a rookie. I don't care what position you play. You're going to have a crappy, crappy day.
Mm-hmm.
And the media will sit there and go, wow, you know, look like he had a really bad day. The fact is that he's supposed to have a bad day.
Yes.
He's supposed to have multiple ones.
Right.
Like, well, Cam Newton, on the other hand, you can't be that guy.
See, that's it. The thing that gets us, I think, when we talk about Cam Newton and people keep on making excuses, well, you forget about COVID. You forget about,
oh
you know,
God.
They changed the
Deion
playbook.
Branch
and all this
did
stuff.
That last night.
Right. You expect that Cam Newton is not going to make those mistakes, that he's not going to have difficulty mm-hmm. with understanding the system. I would expect Mac Jones to have a lot of bad days like he had today.
He's going to.
He has to.
He's going to.
Any rookie is going to do that.
Yeah, and I got to do this now because I mentioned it to Ryan, because Deion Branch was on Early Edition.
NBC Sports Boston.
Yep.
The Trenny Show.
Sure. Yeah, the Trenny Show.
With
former Colorado Buffalo New England Patriot Ted Johnson. And Deion, listen, if you're going to do this, buddy, I am not going to allow you to use the surface level bull crap excuses that everybody else is using for Cam Newton. So I bring this up because it's a learning experience, okay? And I really want to make sure Deion's the best. But they asked, the question was, who would you rather have, Mac Jones or Cam Newton? And Deion picked Cam.
If you had to choose between Cam Newton and Mac Jones, who should be the Patriots starter come September?
Well, thank you for having me. I'm taking Cam right now. Let's just say for right now, I'll take the experience over the rookie. And I think this season we'll see a different Cam Newton. You know, last year, you know, with the COVID situation, didn't have the opportunity to participate in the offseason program and not having those things and being a part of a team. And you know, you got to think about the situation losing Tom Brady the year before. The whole entire New England area is expecting XYZ from Cam Newton. And you know, things didn't show up that way. But if you're asking me today, I'm taking Cam Newton over Mac Jones.
Okay. How long do we have to get away from the COVID situation where we're not allowed to use it as an excuse?
No, he's still in it right now. Like, right now, like, how do he look today? Well, you know, he got through COVID last fall, so he's still kind of feeling it. You know, he's a long, what do they call those? Like a long something or others? You know, like, I don't know what it is. If you have COVID for a long, long time, like, is he's working on about, what, 8 months, 9 months?
Yeah.
He's still look at E-Rod.
He was signed late, you know? He was signed late. He didn't have any offseason. You know what? I don't know if you guys have heard this or not. Tom Brady just left. He won a Super Bowl. I get it. But he left. So that was tough.
Hey, raise your hand if you expected Brady performance from Cam Newton. Like, as far as expectations.
Right? Nobody's hand is up.
Like Brady left. And you tell me Patriot fans are like, you know what? The next guy, it's Cam Newton. He's got to beat Tom Brady.
Like, if you want to use the excuse, I'm more comfortable with a veteran quarterback. Okay,
leave it.
Put Deion Branch out there. Put him in the slot and say, listen, Cam Newton's going to throw you 10 passes. And then Mac Jones is going to throw you 10 passes. The Hopper will probably get 5 there.
Yeah.
So we got nicknames too.
Yes, OT Hopper, but we showed
OT Hopper. We showed because it's cool now.
Overthrow Hopper,
you know.
But
and then Mac Jones, you'll probably sit there and go, "Wow, this guy's got a pretty ball."
But Deion is
a very catchable.
But Deion Branch is no different than all of these other ex players who, for some reason, idolize him. And at one time, he was a great player, MVP in 2015.
How many times do you think Deion Branch idolizes Cam Newton?
I think they love him. I think he's an older player, so maybe he, you know, respects him or whatever. Maybe he doesn't idolize him. That might have been a stretch. But I would say this, that he didn't watch every play last year. We saw every play. I think that most people that come out and are supportive of Cam, when you ask the follow-up question, how much of Cam did you see? They're lying to you if they told you they saw all of his games. They did not. They did not.
I ain't never seen his Cam.
I'm trying to figure out when does it end? When is it over?
When this is over.
Yeah, when this is over, what will be the new excuse? When this is over, what will be the excuse? I hate the fact that it's just like, stop. Everybody just, that's their point. It's like, it's the legend.
When this is over.
You keep pushing this legend. You keep pushing it like it's reality. It's like, you don't know about the history. So you know what? I'm going to say what everybody else says. I'm going to push the legend.
Well, here's why it's going to be.
And when this is all over.
That's why it's going to be crazy all summer long, because you've already said it. Mac Jones is going to have more days like he had today. Okay, and Cam Newton every once in a while, because the bar is set, I think, fairly low. Forget about Tom Brady. Okay, it's down here. All right, and so anytime he looks pretty good out there, especially with the receivers and the tight ends he has, people are going to sit there. Oh, there's still a chance he might have got better. Oh, he might be over that COVID stuff right now. We're going to go through this all summer long.
Double duh.
The NFL has released new protocol modifications, and I'm telling you right now, it is obvious. If you're vaccinated, you're in. If you're not, you're screwed. We're going to get to all of that. Plus, Tommy Curran has a little exchange with Bill Belichick that's worth playing one more time. We'll do all of that right here on OMF.
Lou is on Twitter, at Lou Merlone.
I have so many gifts, personally, that in order to come in and do radio with you two, I have to dumb it down.
Back to OMF on WEEI.
So the National Football League has released the protocol modifications for the whole COVID operation, okay? And wait till you hear it. Want to say?
No.
Good. Because you don't know the word.
I was losing my voice in that last week.
And wait till you hear it, because it is so clear that they are shaming you to go and get the vaccination. Let me give you the two. They have two different line items here. They have over on the left fully vaccinated players and the privileges you have. And then on the right side, not fully vaccinated and the privileges that you don't have. So let's start. Fully vaccinated, no daily testing required.
Ooh, I like that.
But if you're not fully vaccinated, testing required every single day.
Such a pain in the ass.
Every day.
Fully vaccinated, masks are not required at the club facility during team travel. You don't have to ever wear a mask
again. How about
unvaccinated
players, Glenn?
Masks required at the club facility every single minute and during travel.
Wow.
Fully vaccinated, no physical distancing required in club facility with other vaccinated individuals. But if you're not fully vaccinated, you must remain physically distanced from others in club facility.
It's like being punished.
Like you have leprosy.
Yeah, it's like you're the uncool kid.
Right. So if you're fully vaccinated, no quarantine required after a high-risk exposure to COVID. So you can come into contact with somebody?
Sure. Not a big deal.
I like this one here, Kirsten. You tell me, because it says, so if you're vaccinated.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Unlimited amount of people in the weight room. If you are not vaccinated, then it's only 15. So do you have to have like two? Okay, hey, we're going to have a vaccinated weight workout.
Yeah.
And then the unvaccinated workout will be at 1:30.
Yeah, the unvaccinated guys are going to get the crappiest time of all.
It's unbelievable. So the no quarantine. So if you come in contact with somebody else in the past, you had to report it. I came in contact with somebody who tested positive. Yeah, have you been vaccinated? Yeah, don't worry about it. But if you haven't been vaccinated, nope, you are going into quarantine for the next 14 days.
I like the cafeteria one. Do that one.
The cafeteria
one. Do that one, Glenn.
Fully vaccinated. You may eat in the cafeteria with other fully vaccinated individuals.
There we go.
If you're not fully vaccinated,
yeah,
the players must be physically distanced. In the meal room. You may not eat with teammates.
Nope, can't hang out with them.
You can't eat with teammates. And the staff must grab and go. There will be no meals for you in the cafeteria. Yeah, no soup for you.
Yeah, there's got to be two dining halls then.
Yes.
There's got to be a dining hall for vaccinated guys and then a dining hall for unvaccinated guys. Because the unvaccinated guys are going to have to, you know, have their separation and they can't talk to each other.
How does this one make any sense? Fully vaccinated, no restrictions on social media marketing sponsorship opportunities,
like signings and openings and events,
autograph signings,
events like opening to a bar.
But if you're not fully vaccinated, there will be no social media marketing sponsorship activities permitted. How about fully vaccinated? You can use all the sauna and steam rooms you want.
Nice.
If you're not fully vaccinated, get out of the sauna. Get out of the steam room.
Why
you
can't
are
you have
banned.
Why can't you have an unvaccinated steam and sauna time?
I have no idea. This is the new rules. How about this one?
This is the most important one.
If you're
one.
Fully vaccinated, you may interact with vaccinated family and friends during team travel. If you're not fully vaccinated, you may not leave the team hotel to eat in restaurants. You may not interact with anyone outside of team traveling party during team travel. You will stay in your room and you will like it.
Yeah, so if anyone, everybody that was going through what they did last year is probably saying, oh, hell no. I'm going out. We go to a new city. I'm going out to eat. I'm going to a city where I have friends and family. I want to go see them. I'm not going to hide. I don't have to wear a mask. I mean, it is basically business as usual.
All right, so I'm seeing it already in the text line, and people are sitting there, just go get vaccinated. Okay, I got vaccinated. I have no problem with getting vaccinated. To me, it was not a big issue. And with my age and my risk, it made all the sense in the world. So this is Christian Barmore, one of the Patriots draft picks, right? Mm-hmm. Defensive lineman. He admitted today that the reason he wasn't around in the OTAs is that he had a bad reaction to the vaccination shot.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was held up in bed, and he got sick. And I know other young people who have had the vaccination who have had a bad reaction to the shot and have been sick in bed for a week, 10 days. So if you're a fellow player and you find out, oh, my God, Barmore? He's got a bad reaction. I'm not getting that vaccination. Aren't people going to question it when they suddenly see that the people that are getting sick or getting a reaction to it seem to be the young people who are the least at risk right now to really having
COVID. I would say you time it a little bit better. I don't know. When did you get the vaccination? 2 days before you had to report? You know what I mean? Or the second shot or whatever it was.
And yeah, then, I don't know when he had it.
He had trouble reporting to camp. I would think it'd be more about like rookies that are like, you know, they want to be there in camp, but next thing you know, they can't. So maybe they're just saying, like, listen, I'll be an unvaccinated player here for the OTAs. And the minute OTAs is over, I'll get my shots. Or I'll get my first shot, and they get my second shot right after camp, so I'm ready to go for regular camp, right? So almost, you know, he could time it better if you wanted to get your vaccinations. I'm sure that kid wishes he did.
Yeah, you did miss a couple, though, Glenn. I don't know how you missed these. This was the last one. Fully vaccinated people, players, especially in Massachusetts, have a chance to win $1 million.
Ooh.
You can end the decks.
Vax of millions.
Not fully vaccinated players.
You give them $1 million.
You owe.
You owe more. Yeah, you owe them $1 million. So listen, just that alone, I'm a vax a million guy.
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and start lecturing people that you need to get vaccinated. If you want to protect yourself, you protect yourself and you get the vaccination. The issue I have with all of this is if a player doesn't want to get vaccinated and he does test positive, then if you want, then at that point you put him in quarantine for 10 days and then he loses the money during that 10-day period. I can understand the league doing that because suddenly you're unable to work because of that. But really forcing them to become like animals in a cage.
Yeah, what if you,
with these with the,
I
the
mean,
long
I,
list
I do,
of stuff?
I would like to see what the NFLPA's opinion of this is. Like, I mean, on one hand, you're going to go, well, you know, we're trying to protect everybody. You don't have a choice. You know, so what is your recourse? I want to go hang out with my friends that, you know, like that everything in the world is opened up.
Yeah.
Sorry, not the world, at least the United States. Everything is opened up. You see the game, you see the concerts, you go to the store. Like, it's like it never happened. Okay. So suddenly you're telling me that I have to like wear a mask like the NBA with Chris Paul, not to switch sports. But they need to redo their protocol.
Well, let me give it that because there's a breaking story with Shams Charania right now. One NBA player has tested positive for coronavirus out of 164 tested here in the last week. That one is Chris Paul. He apparently was vaccinated.
Yeah, it's like Phil Nevin with the Yankees. Already vaccinated.
Yeah,
so
you're gonna hold him out indefinitely? That's the headline, being held out indefinitely because he's been vaccinated. So my point is that the protocols need to change based on new information. If all the states are opening up, Disneyland is opening up, games being held with full capacity, concerts, you're telling me this guy can't go out and play basketball?
Chris Paul went and got vaccinated.
Yes.
And they're basically shelving him right now.
No.
The Suns are moving on to the next round of the playoffs, and you're telling me they're
ridiculous.
Not going to let him
but the,
play?
The problem is, and I know because we've said it before, you know, like you're last night at the Braves game, there's 38,000 people there. I don't know how many didn't have masks, and yet, you know, the Red Sox in the dugout have to have a mask. And you say, like, Chris Paul, you know, and the problem is, you bring him back and just say, you know what, screw it. He's vaccinated, you're vaccinated. But the ones that aren't vaccinated, you know, why did this whole thing stop in the first place? You know, maybe you got kids and a guy in that team that aren't vaccinated. Next thing you know, Chris Paul, he's positive, he's playing. Next thing you know, here comes two other guys on the team. They're positive, right? I think that's kind of the mindset within sports. It's like the sports, we can't afford to have an outbreak. Like the Suns, we can't afford to have two or three other players on the Suns come down with this thing positive.
So haven't we get to the point, though, Lou, if you want to go get vaccinated and protect yourself, then you've protected yourself. If there are certain people out there because of their own liberties or their fear that maybe they're going to get a bad reaction, they don't want to do it, and they suddenly catch the COVID, then what are you supposed to do at that point?
Mm.
You can't blame other people that got vaccinated and say we're shutting him down.
That Chris Paul, you know, basically is as important as he is to that team, and you know where he is in his life, and the missed opportunities that have happened to him with all the great teams that he was on, finally looks like wow, this may be the year.
Who was it that said? Was it you, Lou, that said that they should put an asterisk next to the winner of this NBA championship?
Oh no, this one's legit.
One of you two, well, somebody said it. Who
probably
said
Tyler.
It?
That was me.
Tyler said
so many injuries.
Cause he's a hater.
All these injuries. Who knows? I mean, if Milwaukee wins it, boy, that'll be the dumbest NBA championship team I've ever seen. Mm. You don't go with James Harden on a regular basis last night.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible. All right, this hour has been brought to you by Feldman Surveyors at Feldman. They get it right from the ground up. We hear from a woman today that all Bostonians would be proud of. Why? This woman could teach a master class in the art of holding a grudge. Oh, you're going to like this one.
Lou's going to like this one.
Yeah, I'm going to like this one. Next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting
no,
you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not touch my thumb.
Would you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
So brought to you by Cars for Kids with a K. The easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to Cars for Kids. That's the number 4.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Teresa Weatherspoon. You know who Teresa Weatherspoon is?
No.
5-time WNBA All-Star.
Jeez.
She's an Olympic gold medalist.
Good. What?
Currently, she's an assistant on the Pelicans coaching staff.
She's also a Basketball Hall of Famer.
What?
She is. There
you know whose daughter is in the Olympics right now?
Who's that?
I think Steve Burton's daughter is on the Olympic team.
Is she really?
Veronica Burton.
He's got a couple daughters that are great.
They're
athletes,
all athletes.
Right?
The whole Burton family. They're taking over the world.
They are.
They got to stop having kids.
So anyway, Teresa.
Squirrel!
Teresa Weatherspoon. I don't think they've had a kid in a while. I don't think. Unless Steve knows something we don't know. Teresa Weatherspoon. She knows how to hold a grudge. This is Lou's type of person. Listen to the story she tells.
My family said to me, "You can become whatever you desire to become. Know your value." I get a chance to play on the 1988 Olympic team. Now, I've been told as an eighth grader, I would never be great playing this game. And then I'm playing. We're in Seoul, South Korea. I'll never forget it. Seoul, South Korea. And we get back. We win the gold medal. And I'm on the stand. I'm like, oh, God. I'm the youngest. I'm like, woohoo, this is awesome. But everybody else is crying. I'm on the stand. I'm like, yes, 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 yes. I'm getting the medal. I get the medal. We get home. I said, Ma, I know I told you everything that I do in this game, that it is yours. But I need this medal for 1 second. I'm from a place of 882 people. I don't need a car. I don't need a bicycle. Nothing to get to your house. The house is right there. I can touch it. So I get home. My mom said, where you going? It's after midnight. She said, where you going? I said, I'll be right back. I'm on a full-out sprint, you guys. You hear me right now. I'm on a full-out sprint. I get to this house. I'm like, boom, 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 boom. It's midnight. So nobody opens the door. I hit it again. So you know how you duck down? And you look up under the door and see if the lights going to come on. Hey, I saw the lights come on. I said, okay, they're coming to the door. That coach that told me as an eighth grader I would never be great, I took that medal off my neck. He opened up the door. I said, bang! Only 12 of the best in the world get this. Only 12.
I am in love with her.
You know what?
The coach is sitting there.
The coach is sitting there going, Teresa, I'm saying that to motivate you. Yeah. Okay, I did that purposely. I wasn't putting you down. I didn't think you couldn't do it.
It's called reverse psychology.
Yes!
I flipped it on you. See, I knew you had it, but I just didn't feel like you knew exactly how tough it was going to be. So I wanted to be the one that you wanted to prove wrong. Right?
12 midnight, the coach.
Boom, 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 boom.
The coach's wife is in there going, who's there, honey?
He moved out 22 years ago. He doesn't live here anymore.
I love that. I love, I'm all for proof. I'm all for throwing it in people's faces.
I took that medal off my neck. He opened up the door. I said, bang!
Bang!
I love it.
That's good.
Can we get her on the show? Say she's the coach for the
Hire
Hawks.
Her for the Celtics. Well,
why don't the Celtics hire her? Jason Tatum!
So Van Gundy's gone now, right?
He is.
He's out.
She's on his staff, right?
She's gone. Oh, wait, she should
be. She was,
so maybe
she's free now.
Hey, maybe
what's
she'll
her name
interview
again?
For the
what's her name?
Teresa Witherspoon.
She is black, by the way.
Can we legit get her on the show? I'm like not even kidding.
I will submit a request.
I would like to just talk to her. Yeah,
I do.
Not for any other reason that I like her. I don't need a reason, right?
She's a great crush.
As long as she won't say she's floating on the issue.
Damn, I'm like, yes.
I love her.
The issue. But she doesn't know how to hold a grudge. Is that a grudge? Or is that just, I finally achieved.
Is it a grudge?
No, not really. I achieved what.
Fuel. Is it fuel? Right. I don't know. Exactly. I don't know if I
would call it a grudge. Some awful thing your eighth grade coach told you, and then as a grown woman, you go back to your hometown and say, I know it's midnight, but I got to go tell this person what I think of them. That is a grudge.
I know. I guess because I had a coach in college. I had a coach in college say that to me. That, listen, we weren't recruiting
you'll never
you.
Be anything for
you.
Me.
We don't think
you're a bum.
Radio.
You're lazy.
Yeah, we don't think you can play there. And I told him, well, I'm not going to say what I said.
Go ahead.
But
the
I basically said, go F yourself.
You.
I'll prove you wrong.
Yeah. Did you ever go back and
I saw him when I was covering college football. He was a coach at Penn
State. Wasn't really, you know, coming out of Colorado.
Shut up, you.
Not elite, but, you know, but good.
It's not true.
This guy was
an All-American elite. If you're an All-American, I think you're elite.
Not elite.
Bill.
Bill said you're not elite.
Do they give All-American honors to non-elite athletes?
Sometimes. Not elite, but, you know, but good.
No, sometimes Bill, they feel bad you're for wrong.
Them.
Bill.
Yeah, they feel bad for them.
Someone give me a medal so I can go to Bill's house. You know where he lives, right?
I do.
I will go buy you a trophy.
Get one of those little plastic medals that they throw out there.
Hey, Ben, look what I got.
All right, boys, that's going to do it for today's program. Mutt at Night, Mini Mutt coming up. It's always great. Best 20 minutes of your day. I'm sorry. Sorry, Bradfoe. I know your 3 minutes are going to be big, but the next 20 are going to be phenomenal with Mutt. And we get the baseball game. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Stay safe out there.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.